All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I am in a sauna. Also, it's Grimm's Comics Corner, and we're back with Chastity. I've got no AC, and it's going to get really freaking hot in here, so let's go ahead and get through these two Chastity. Now, to be fair, guys, we're only doing the first two of Rocked. There's four of them. But there's a whole bunch of other books that come in between 3 and 4, so we've got to cover those according to my reading order. So we will get back to Chastity's story, but after all the other events have happened. So let's go through and do this right. Remember, we're just giving you the first two of Chastity Rocked, and we'll give you the rest later. It'll probably be about August before we get there. All right, guys, let's get started. Of course, Brian Polito, Phil Nutman, Giustiano, Ken Branch, Digital Chameleon, Colorist, and Comic Craft is the letterer. Okay, for those of you who don't know what's going on, Chastity Marks, a teenager from Ohio who ran away to London, England to study at the Royal Shakespeare Academy. Chastity turned into a vampire during the 1976 heyday of punk rock. Chastity, actress, rocker, vampire, assassin. Pretty cool, huh? But she's special. Chastity is undetectable to her kind and other supernatural creatures. Trained as a killer by the mysterious evil Countess, Chastity had to fight to save the life of her boyfriend, Billy Zane, frontman of premier punk band The Knobs, and win the respect of the European Council of Vampires. And now, Chastity's saga continues. East Los Angeles, now. That's it, man. You don't own much stuff, do you? Too many material possessions, and they start to own you. I like to live light. You splitting so soon? I mean, you want a cup of coffee or something? That's sweet, Burke, but no thanks. I've got an audition. At this time of night? Yeah, isn't it the coolest? It's that new vampire detective series, Forever Dark. They shoot nights, and the producer says he wants night owls, so night auditions. I met him. He's a real player. Watch yourself. Thanks for the warning, but hey, I'm a big girl. I can handle myself. Her name is Chastity Marks. 22 years ago, she was a rebel teenager from Ohio who had an abusive disco-obsessed hairdresser for a father and a brow-beaten mother. All she ever wanted was to be an actress. What she became was a vampire and a reluctant assassin. But that's all behind her now, like her love affair with evil Ernest Fairchild. Now, Chastity is ready to party. I've got a couple of hours to the audition, so fun time. Totally cool, just like time traveling back to 76. This is so funny, most of these kids weren't even born way back when it was happening. What a bunch of posers. But hey, they've got spirit, passion. I just can't be happy today. Excuse me. I just can't be happy today! What is it with everyone dwelling on the past? Brap, brap, brap. Can a girl just have a night out without something happening? Whack! It's a bloody madhouse. Run, baby, run! Waster, who is she? Click, click, click. Balance, balance. Whoa, crack. I just wanted to relax. Yay! Excuse me. Yay, girl! Kick his ass! There's a price on your head! They don't understand! We make our own rules! He's got a blade! I just can't be happy today! That tattoo! Jade! He's one of Jade's clan! Ah! Burbank, an hour later. I'm glad I made it out of there before the cops arrived. Getting arrested would be rather inconvenient. After all, I got a TV show to star in. Who am I kidding? Things are getting weird. Jade keeps her clan close, which means one thing. She's here, in LA. I hope I never have to go up against her again, not after what happened in New York. Okay, your paperwork's complete. Just within the deadline, and even though it's late at night. New York City, September 1980. Your tuition fees are due on Friday. Failure to pay will result in the cancellation of your enrollment. And don't leave it to the last minute. You've only had all week to register. Oh wow, that's my play. I know the part of Holly like I know myself. It's how much? 4,000 per semester? Plus room and board? 12,000 a year? How and where am I going to come up with that much cash? There you are, and please, don't be late again. That's it. That's all. No payment, no education. You're in Reuben Hall. It's over at 5th Avenue and 10th Street. Oh, you're in the same dorm building as me, Fern Fierstein. And you are? Geez, this is more expensive than I thought. Even waitressing the graveyard shift at St. Mark's Diner would barely get me through the week. Huh. Hi. Chastity Marks. Which way? Follow me. So, my family are in the clothing design business, and that's what they want me to do. Family tradition, you know? But I was just born to boogie. Dancing is so wonderful. This girl is just too chatty. And Mark, my boyfriend, well, you know, he just wants me to move in with him and get married. But like I always say, you've just got to follow your dream, you know? This is it? So I'm doing dance. What about you? Acting. It's the thing I do best. This place is great. It's a zoo. Hey, watch where you're going. Watch where... Excuse me. Ah! Don't mind him. That's Freddy. He's a poet. He lives inside his closet. He says he does his best work in confined spaces. Hi, Freddy. Out-sonneted Shakespeare yet? You okay? Of course I'm okay. Idiots! Ugh! This your room? Then I guess we're all rooming together. Oh, wonderful. Joan Jett and Bette Midler as roommates. There must be some mistake. I'm in G9 and... That's us! Hi, I'm Chastity, and this is Fern. I was supposed to have a double room. Well, this is us, G9. So what are you enrolled for? Business school. I suppose you're both arts or something. Could I take the bottom bunk? I'm drama. Fern's dance. Well, this is home for all of us, so let's get settled in. Excuse me, let's get settled and move our stuff in. But how the hell am I going to come up with the money? Wow, you dated Billy from the Knobs? We were close. So where is he? I've always wanted to meet him. I don't see him. Typical Billy, pulling a no-show at his own party. Yeah, I do know love will tear us apart, but yeah, we're not singing that one. Right, the Knobs were the face of rock and roll. Oh, look, isn't that Debbie Harry over there? I prefer funk to punk. So how did you end up living in London? It must have been fab. Long story, bit boring really. But I went to attend the Royal Shakespeare Academy. Oh, wow. But they wouldn't have me. Billy, you crazy Brit. Where are you? I need to ask you a favor. No, Chastity, dear. You're independent. You're not going to hit up Billy for a loan. Every ugger in town's doing that now. He's got a 7-figure deal. So what happened between you and Billy, huh? Times move on. People change. The Knobs broke up. Billy got sick of the whole thing after Simon the bass player OD'd. He thought they'd turned into everything they'd hated. He started calling the band Knob Zeppelin. Billy said he felt like a dinosaur at age 23. Why am I here? This is so dull. Did I decide to come just so I could hit Billy up for a loan? No. Fact is, girl, you still care about him. Hmm? Something's going on here, and I don't like the smell of it. That guy, his scent. He's a vampire! And a pretty rank one at that. He's pure predator. Good. I haven't fed in 3 days. Famished. Of course, love will tear us apart again. He's a real smooth operator for a schizo. Excuse me, restroom break. I'll be back in a moment. No noise, no smoke, no assholes. Just you and me, babe. Are these guys predictable or what? Next move. Let's see. Let's take a walk, baby. You know, you look like... your death! Don't bet on it. Yah! Slam! Crash! Foolish girl, you think? You think you're one of us? How? I can't sense you. Just one of my many talents, maggot breath. Oh, I need this so bad. Famished! Ugh! Ah, just wish this boy had taken a bath. Ugh, undead odor. Who? Don't even think about it. Do not worry, Chastity, my dear. I am not here to take your pathetic kill. You? What's a member of the European Council doing here? We have use of your talents, dear Chastity. You promised to leave me alone, von Wilhelm. We stick to our promises. However, something has forced us into this position. Now, please, come with me. Antonio does not like to be kept waiting. Damn. I don't need this. I should grab Fern and get out of here, or I'm never going to make the audition. What if I refuse? Then you will have a very painful death. So, no option, huh? No. Finish him. No, I don't kill anymore. Not even garbage like him. So noble. So pathetic. That kind of attitude will be the death of you. Central Park, South. We have no choice. We simply cannot allow the Japanese to derail our plans. The decision is made, Macaulay. We shall proceed covertly. However, I do not like to break a promise. But we have no choice for one so young. Her skills are second to none. Yes, little Chastity is a formidable weapon. Of that, there is no question. I hear the elevator. Oh, wow, quite a place you have here. Good to see you, Miss Marks. Thank you for coming, dear Chastity. Like I really had a choice, right, chaps? And neither did we, unfortunately. Let's cut to the chase, shall we? How would you like to make $50,000? We need your special talents. The European Council is facing a situation which threatens to undermine our plans. For the sake of our kind, this cannot happen. 50,000? That would really solve all my problems. All right, say I said yes. What's the deal and where's the catch? There's no catch. You do what we ask, resolve our problem, and you'll find yourself $50,000 better off. Which, considering your current circumstances, should be an offer you won't refuse. We are expanding our business interests and have met with an obstacle in the Asian market. We were this were this barrier a legitimate business concern, it wouldn't be a problem. Do you know who and what the Yakuza are, Miss Marks? I saw the movie. You're talking Japanese mafia. Not the type of guys I want to tangle with. They make the Italians look like a bunch of bullying pasta chefs. Exactly. That's why we would like to send a message. And I'm the messenger, right? So you want me to scare the hell out of them? No deal, Mac. The Yakuza don't scare easily. They live by a samurai ethic. Dying isn't a problem for them. Showing face, that's important. I am impressed, Chastity. Your understanding of their mentality will give you the edge you need. All we ask is you remove a certain individual from the equation. His name is Mr. Kitano. He is the head of a highly influential import-export business here in New York. At least, that is his public face. He's serious NYC Yakuza, right? Exactly. He is their number one man here on the East Coast. However, his son, Toshiro Kitano, the heir apparent to this particular fiefdom, has other plans specifically. He wants to work with us. So I off Dad and Junior takes over, correct? Precisely. Then negotiations can continue and all concerned will reap the benefits. Okay, give me the details. Keep the change. Oh boy, it never rains, it pours. How am I going to juggle all this? Roommates, auditions, a hit? Where were you? Sorry, ran into some old friends. You want to go? I'm going to be late for the audition. Stop. Cut. Thank you, but no thank you. That's it, Paul. We've seen them all. No, you haven't. Who are you? You're not on the list. I am now. Chastity Marks, and I was born to play Holly in Who's Afraid of Veronica Wolf. Okay, what scene do you want me to do? You know the whole play? Syllable by syllable. If you know it, then do the scene where Holly wakes up from her drunken stupor in Act 2. But do it as soliloquy. Bells. I've been hearing bells. They woke me. I couldn't sleep for the bells. It woke me. What time is it? I was asleep. Ooh, yeah, let's try it again. I was asleep, and the bells started. They boomed. Why wouldn't they stop? What time is it? I was dreaming of something, and I heard sounds. Terrible sounds. The sound of anger. She is good. Who the hell is she? Haven't seen work as good as this since... Cut, cut, that's enough. Come back tomorrow and do it again. Mr. Coppola Ford will be here at 10 p.m. sharp. He doesn't tolerate lateness. Boy, what a night. And just when I thought life would slow down and I could get back to concentrating on my acting. No point wasting the dark. At least New York's the city which never sleeps. Time to do some research, and there's one person I know who could give me a lead. Hey, you old alley cat, who's winning? Hey, it's the Chazmeister, looking for some real action, doll? I'd love to play Phantom, but you know I can't bowl worth a damn. Actually, I'm looking for Ichiro. You know, the Japanese guy with the Brando fixation? He hangs out with you guys, doesn't he? Sometimes. Haven't seen him for a couple of days. Why? I've been thinking about learning Japanese. If you see him tonight, tell him to give me a call, but not during the day. I'm busy. So you checked into Fish, huh? What's a talent like you doing wasting your time at NYU? You're good enough for Broadway. Thanks for the compliment. Flattery will get you everything, except a date. Heartbreaker. Sure you don't want a game? No thanks. See you later, okay? Meanwhile, at the same time, across town, my father is weak. He lacks vision. He is of the old school. He doesn't see the potential in technology. I, too, prefer the old ways, but one must embrace the future if one is to survive. Then you agree? You will help? I consent, and you realize in accepting my consent, you and your clan will bind yourselves to me under the principles of Geary. But of course, I may be a man of the present, tainted by Western ideas according to my father. But like an old bonsai tree, my roots are firm in the soil of ancient traditions. Then so be it. How and when would you like him disposed? I want it to look like the work of the Italians. They are naturally nervous about our penetration into their drug markets. Were they to assassinate my father, then I would be justified in taking over their share of the East Coast trade. And then? Cocaine is not the future. We flood the market with cheap heroin and triple our profits within 2 years, giving us further financial leverage in the field of technology. Entertainment and computer, those are the future. We'll control what they watch, how they watch it, and feed their narcotic-fueled dream. Geary, the concept of ultimate unending obligation. Your vision, your ambition, admirable qualities, but you understand the price should you fail to live up to your obligation to me. Of course, my life is now in your hands. Okay, so I lied. I only know Honey and Martha's lines, but I can brush up. I hope Ichiro shows. I want to get this gig going and over with. The Yakuza? I'd rather have my fangs pulled, but 50 G's. You looking for me, Mama-san? Phantom Pete told me. Don't tell me you want to call in that favor I owe you. Who else could have gotten you backstage pass to that cramped show at CBGB's last month? You want anything else? No thanks, the bill'd be fine. I knew it. So what you want? Not here. Let's take a walk. You know the Kitano Import Warehouse over on Pier 13? Yeah, bad news, man. Why? Some heavy action going on over there. Not nice people. Fine. That's why I want you as my backup. What? I'm going to drop by and take an unofficial tour, and since I don't speak Japanese... The Yakuza, Chaz! Organized crime! Don't worry, I'm just going to take a quick look around, and we'll be away in no time. You're crazy! Do you realize what they do to those who interfere with their business? Cut off my pinky finger? Make me commit harakiri? Come on, Ichi. I'm just going to do a little B&E. If I get caught, I'll play the part of a stone west side runaway looking for shelter. I'm crazy to do this and scared, but I need that money. The council wants to find out what they're importing, so a little look around should be easy. Someone's here. Maybe Itch was right and I'm out of my league. What's that smell? What? More than one? This wasn't a good idea. Whap! Who is this pathetic creature? An intruder. It hurts. Just looking for a place to crash. A pathetic story from a pathetic girl. You're one of us. You're a vampire. Then why can't I sense you? No matter, your death is at hand. This one was outside. Each, this is going to heck real fast. Let me kill them. No, your oath will be consecrated in blood. Their blood. Vampires. All except him. Why didn't the council warn me? Or did they set me up? I prayed I'd never come across her again. She vowed she'd never return to the U.S. So why is she here? Marks, Chastity Marks, you're up next. Purgatory, she's Jade Bloodmother, and there's no love lost there. Is that why she's here? Hmm? See Evil Ernie numbers 1-3 for details. Miss Marks, you're in next. Wardrobe is down the hall. Thanks, but I'm not feeling well. I've got to go. You can't go. You're perfect for the part. Mr. Severin's been expecting you. Really, I'm sick. I'll come back tomorrow. Thought I'd gotten over what Jade did to me, but I haven't. I'm scared. Can't concentrate. I have no desire to tangle with Jade again. But what if she knows I'm here? She'll do everything in her power to ace me. I'm not going to let that happen. I'll find her before she finds me. Next, Rocked number 2, The Passenger. Wow, remember it was the F back then in Chaos Comics. Will your soul survive? Alright, here we go. Next one, Chastity, Rocked number 2. Alright, 13 months until the end. Let's go, guys. Justiniano, 98. Oh. Of course, the same crew? Appears to be the same crew. And we know what happened. So let's get into it. Los Angeles, Hollywood, Boulevard, the present. Her name is Chastity Marks. 22 years ago, she was a teenager from Toledo, Ohio, who had big dreams of becoming an actress. She ran from an abusive family life, made it all the way to London, England, in an attempt to make her dreams come true and study at the Royal Shakespeare Academy. But fate slapped her in the face. Chastity died on the streets of London, only to be reborn a vampire. Vampire, struggling actress, rocker, reluctant assassin. Undead life is full of surprises. What am I going to do about Jade? Just thinking about her makes my flesh creep. Miss Marks, wait! Hit me with your rhythm stick. Do it slowly. Do it quick. Miss Marks? Yes. Oh, it's you. Mr. Severin really wants to see you. Mr. Severin saw your headshot and resume. He really wants you to audition for the part. Look, I'm very sorry. I'd love to, but something personal has come up suddenly and could you come back tomorrow? Mr. Severin really wants to meet you. Okay. I'm sorry, honestly, but I can't do this right now. Cab, I promise I'll come back tomorrow. Am I nuts, bailing on a shot at a cool part in a TV show? Why does this always happen when I get an audition? One minute I'm up for a part, the next someone else's problem gets in the way. Only Jade is my problem. Ugh, no! No, Burke! No, no, not again! New York, 18 years ago. Let me kill them. No, I have plans for these intruders, this one in particular. You are one of us, yet I cannot sense you. Who are you, Gaijin? Vampire ninjas and Lady Fu Manchu. What's going on here? Antonio, you pig, you set me up. It was supposed to be simple. They said kill a Yakuza boss who is causing trouble, and you'll receive the money you need for your tuition fees. Chastity hates killing, dislikes being someone else's weapon, but she couldn't refuse the offer made by the European Council of Vampires. Where else was she going to get $20,000 within 2 days? But this is more than she bargained for. Speak to me, child. Who sent you? No one. I said we were just looking for a place to crash. Your lies are as pale as your skin. I have no time for games. Why can I not sense you? Explain and I'll let the human live. Okay, okay. I don't know why other vampires can't sense me. I guess I'm a bit of a freak. But nobody send me us like I said. We should kill them now. Finish the blood oath and move on. Be patient. This Gaijin could be useful. A vampire who is undetectable to others of our race could be a powerful weapon. I must know more. Finish the ritual. Make a sacrifice. No! You will tell me who sent you. Look at me. Look, don't look. Look away. Must. It is futile to resist me. As Jade penetrates Chastity's mind, she is transported back to the streets of London 4 years before. She smells with the anger of unemployed youth. She's not savored the smells of the human realm for over 4,000 years. Those that assail her make Jade recoil slightly. The stench of Watney's Red Barrel, the undigested remains of someone's Vindaloo dinner, unleaded gasoline, pollution. Then a far worse smell assaults her senses as she relives Chastity's death, the stench of the grave, of dried blood, of waste matter. She smells the maggot breath of the undead, and for a moment realizes how she must smell to others. The thought appalls her. Then comes the terrible burning, agonizing sensation of rotting canine teeth tearing into soft female flesh, and the sudden intoxicating coppery spurt of jugular pumped blood. As life flows from the living to the dead to the undead, as the sensations change, turning to those Jade takes for granted, something stirs inside her. For the first time in centuries, she is reminded what it was like to be a young woman filled with life, passion, ambition. The memories bring both pleasure and pain. A great deal of pain it has taken 4,000 years to quell inside her once beating heart. Her muscles ache in sympathy with those of this assassin as she relives the girl's training under the hands of a noble sensei. Hard work, discipline, humility. The girl learned and mastered the martial arts well, displaying a talent that most Gaijin could never hope to attain. And Jade experiences an alien feeling for a Westerner. Respect. Such a shame, this one must die. Of course, Gaijin means foreigner. She was taken against her will, as was I. This little one's will is strong, her mind dexterous enough to divert my focus. Tell me who sent you, and I will at least let your death be painless. No deal, Fu Manchu. Your childish resistance is futile. Fight her. Concentrate on something else. Let me kill her. Be done with it. We have more important matters to attend. You are correct. Throw the boy's body in the river, but bring her with us. Kill her now, not yet. I respect you enough that I promise your death will be swift and painless. Whoever chose you as an instrument of death has excellent taste. Before you die, I will show you who and what you tried to kill. See and understand. I don't want this. I don't want to. Oh! The South China Sea, 2000 BC. My father was a warlord, a man of great power and influence during the time of the Shang Dynasty. As such, he rose to prominence in the court and became an ambassador. He desperately wanted a son, but our mother gave him 3 daughters. I was the eldest. Although the prevailing tradition was for women to serve, my headstrong ways and talent for the manly skills of combat convinced my father that I should accompany him on a diplomatic mission to Egypt. We were there to attend the wedding of Queen Ostraka to the Pharaoh Ramses. It was a mission of good will between our peoples. The ceremony was almost complete when we were attacked by a red-skinned demon, the creature known as Purgatory. I died that night. My father escaped the carnage, the destruction, and taking my body with him, began to flee for home. I was reborn that night. I was reborn an accursed creature of darkness, of pain, of blood, spawned by the evil seed of my blood mother, Purgatory. My father died that night, in my arms, killed by me. The hunger was too intense, the smell of his blood too strong to resist. At least my father did not suffer. But it does not matter, the past is but memory. I cursed that night, but I embrace my rebirth. You think you know suffering, little one? It is a shame to kill you, but it must be done. She would have made an invaluable weapon, but her loyalty to her masters is strong. For Gaijin, she has deep understanding of Giri. Let her be an example to you. Yes, Jade-san, I understand. How am I going to get out of this? What would Bruce Lee do? Can I outrun them? Gotta find a place to hide. I need to find a crowd. Need to disappear. Hey! And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the next pop sensation. The Bison Girls. Perfect. This place is a zoo. They'll never follow me in here. Is that Miles? It is. Good grief, from manager to the knobs of Groucho Marx? Who are they? Must be the Beastly Boys. Oh boy, here we go again. You guys should know when to quit. Wham! Thwack! Bison Girls go round and round. What the bloody hell is going on? Wait a minute, that's... Bison Girls do it upside down. Smack! Slam! Crack! She's doing this to get back at me! Bison Girls never hit the ground. But just think of the publicity. We'll sell a million records overnight. What a night. Gotta keep moving. Give them a slip. Almost dawn. Damn, how far away is the dorm building? Well, if I don't make it in time, at least I won't have to worry about tuition fees. Later that day. I've never known anyone sleep so dead to the world during the day. Francisco Villanova's body was found in his penthouse apartment. He had been shot 3 times in the back of the head. And the death of Gazzara brings the total of today's bloodbath to 4 known crime figures. Turn that light off! Hey, it's nighttime and I've been sitting in the dark all afternoon because you had to stay out and sleep all day. Okay, sorry. Where did you go all night? So hungry, the smell of her blood is driving me crazy. Just hung with some friends. Well, you missed out on the fun here. I met this wonderful dish named Yuri. He's Russian, you know, and he's in my dance class. He's so cool. He looks just like a young Baryshnikov. Anyway, he and some of the others came with me. We went over to the St. Mark's Diner and played oldies, ate lunch. I haven't tasted human blood in so long. What's wrong with me? I can't let myself hurt her. Jade did something to my mind, wore down my defenses. You ever dated a Russian? I hear they're wonderfully passionate, you know. I thought you were engaged. Well, you know. Excuse me, I'm going to the girls' room. Breakfast will have to wait. I slept longer than I should. Oh my god, my audition's in half an hour! Fern, you seen my leather? Oh, hello. Hi. This is Yuri. He's from Russia. Hello, Chastity. Hi, nice to meet you. I've got a dress. I'll be late for my audition. You mind? No, don't mind. Go ahead. Well, we were just leaving. Yeah, you know, we're going out to eat. Why don't you join us later? Peter Fonda was the real brains behind Easy Rider. No way. Hopper's a genius. Haven't you seen the last movie? That movie sucked. You're 5 minutes late, Miss Marks. Sorry. What do you want me to do? Excuse me. What do you want me to do? Act 4, Scene 2. Okay, where Holly confronts George, right?
You know what's happened, George? You know what's really happened? It's broken. Not me. It. The whole arrangement. The illusion. You can go along forever pretending to yourself it's working. Well, it isn't. Stop pretending. It's all a sham. Stop living in the shadow of the past. She's good. Excellent. Perfect. It's what's holding you back. It's the prison I built for myself. No more. I'm moving on, George. I'm going to live my life the way I should be living. Free. In the moment. Now. Amazing conviction. Excuse me. Amazing conviction. You think she studied with Meisner? She's great. No, she's a natural. Her method's pure instinct. It's over, Bill. George. I have to move on. Stop. Stop. That's enough. Did I screw up? Did I blow it? L.A. The present. Oh, Lord, no! She knows I'm here. Damn you, Jade. I vowed I'd never let another innocent bystander get caught up in my crazy life. If you want to see your friend alive, come to the Hollywood Wax Museum. Like that old Martha and the Vandellas song, nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide, for me or Jade. You just made the biggest mistake of your life, you Chinese witch. Good job I didn't put my stuff in storage. Of course, we know that song. It's not love I'm running from, it's the heartbreak I know will come. Time to boogie, time to kick some butt. Am I ready for this? Next, Search and Destroy. That's a good Metallica song. Alright guys, that's all we got. So, we're going to be back here with Cremator number 1. And then we've got an Evil Ernie Christmas. So we get to do a little bit of Ernie this week too. Alright guys, so I'll be back. See you in a bit.